أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى ولقد أريناه آياتنا كلها فكذب وأبى قال أجئتنا لتخرجنا من أرضنا بسحرك يا موسى فلنأتينك بسحر مثله فاجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت مكانا سوى قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 55 to 59 of Surah Taha. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the words of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam regarding the Qudrat, the greatness of Allah. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continued with regards to this earth and how Allah grants us our sustenance for us and our animals. On the topic of this earth being a cradle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Minha khalaqnakum. From it, in other words, the earth, we had created you, O insan. Here obviously, the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is first and foremost, in that Allah tabaraka Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to bring the sand or the clay or the earth of this world, of this earth, and he brought from different places, and then that became the original substance of the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of the very original creation of man. Then we find insan, we were created from a sperm, a fluid. But how did that fluid and that sperm come into being? It was, in actual fact, refined blood of the human body. And that blood, again, came from nourishment and sustenance of food that a man would eat. And again, that food eventually comes from the ground. So we as human beings, we should never forget this fact, that that is our origin. That is where we had come from. A very interesting incident in the life of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has been narrated. Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani rahimahumullah, he was the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He goes to the hadith lessons of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. He obviously hailed from Kufa. Imam Malik is in Medina. Imam Malik never saw this person before. But obviously the features were very striking, the knowledge was brimming, and he sat with adab in the lesson of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Then as the dars had completed, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh asked him, young man, where do you hail from? So he said, from here, and he pointed to the ground. From here, pointing to the ground means that this is where I came from. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh thought, he said he came from here, that is Madina Munawwara. But Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi didn't recognize him. And then the people said, this is Muhammad ibn al-Hasan Shaybani rahimahumullah. So where he came from, whose student he was, that knowledge, that library that he carried, all of that was immaterial. It is where we have come from. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And in it, Allah ta'ala does not say ila. وَفِيهَا in it we will return you. In other words, by and large, man leaves this world and then he is buried into the ground once again. And again, that is the cradle. That is the cradle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps for us right up to the day of Qiyamah. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And then another occasion, a second time, once again Allah ta'ala says, we will extract you from that ground. We will bring you to that hashar. So here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us where we have come from, and Allah reminds us where we are going to, and that is this earth. That is why some ulama, when they speak about the hikmah of our salah, And this is the beauty of deen for which we can never make shukr. In our salah, we make sajda twice. We go to the ground and we come up, and we go to the ground and we come up. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that this is where you have come from, and this is where you are going to be going to. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. Coming back to Fir'aun, and this ayah is so apt in this place, that Fir'aun was claiming divinity. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds him, and Allah reminds all of us, that there is no reason for any human to have any pride whatsoever. Certainly we had shown him our signs, kullaha, each and every one of them. فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. Then he refuted them, وَأَبَى, and he refused to believe. In other words, he denied Allah, and he refused to believe in Allah. قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Then he addressed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks in between, and Allah reminds us of that conversation now. He says to Musa alayhi salam, أَجِئْتَنَا, have you come? لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, to take us, to expel us from our ground, from our earth, from our land. In other words, is this your objective? And again, this was only to create a sensation so that people's enmity and hatred will come in their hearts for Musa alayhi salam, because an arsil ma'ana bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam had made it clear, we don't want to take over your land, send the bani Israel with us so that we will leave from your land. In other words, we don't want your land, we don't want to take over your land. But this is the sensation that Fir'aun had created, and then obviously it will stir up the hearts of people, and they will go against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with your sihr, with your black magic, O Musa. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلِ. So he says that we will also bring magicians with magic like what you have shown me. فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا. Then create and make an appointed place. Create an appointment and make an appointed place between you and us. لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ. You and I, we and you, we will not go and violate this appointment. We will not cancel this appointment. مَكَانًا سُوَى. A clear place. In other words, a huge place where all the people would come and all of them will witness and hear what was his intention, that he will call all the different magicians from all the different cities of Egypt, and all of them now will come into a competition with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In these ayat, he asked Musa alayhi salam to set the date, to set the time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's response, قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ, that your appointment will be on the day of adornment. The day of adornment was the day that we understand that the people will come out in celebration. Some narrations have it, it was Yawm al-Sabt, it was the Saturday. Other narrations have it, it was the 10th of Muharram. وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ duha, and that the people will assemble at the time of duha. In other words, in the mid-morning, we will have this in the bright sun, so that everybody will see with clarity what is the qudrat of Allah, what is the mu'jiza, of course, what is sihr, and all that evil that lies behind the sihr. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdih. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.